Oh, I started off the podcast really good. Impeach Kamala Harris, impeach Maxine Waters, impeach Hillary Clinton. And it was a 26-minute podcast, and I hope all of it's on there. Okay, anyway, so just starting off on this one. Yeah, so. No, so. A river. Yeah, I shared a little bit of tiny, couple t couple pieces, not tiny, a couple pieces of bacon with Lena, and a bit of egg with Lena. They say don't have bacon with carbonated water because it's poor. But like, carbonated water is basically water, you know. I mean, it's carbonated water is water. That came out wrong when I first said that. Carbonated water is water. But yeah, that you shouldn't have carbonated water with pork. But yeah, I had regular water, but I had some bacon and not that much. But when I got back, I was at the table and I was starting to throw up a bit. I was like, oh, they're in Belgium? I thought it was like maybe gonna be like Germany or something. Super cows, mega cows. Super cows. Scientifically, genetically altered, edited, almost freak-like or freakish, GNC-like, or whatever the rock's on in Siena, or the rock. I forgot the things he was on, but if I looked it up, it'd probably be on there. But basically, well, he's as big as a human can get. Of course, there's, you know, like Arnold in a long time ago, Schwarzenegger a long time ago, before he was governor, but before he was in movies, and like the Mr. Universe, or and like, you know, and those people that do anabolic steroids. Yeah, but this is. I don't think it's anabolic, but it possibly it could be, and that's supposed to be illegal. But this is, it said Belgium, Belgium. This one guy did this plumbing, great job. Good man, great. Except when I first got here, I was walking to my door and he had locked it, and then I was like, and I forgot my keys, and I was like, but yeah, he unlocked it, but. But I was calling for my dad to unlock it, but I guess Joseph locked it, so but he unlocked it. But yeah. I spent the night last night, and but anyways. But yeah, but so he's from Belgium, but also lived in Germany and maybe went to Bavaria. But anyways, there's these Belgium super cows. I heard they were using like gonna use muscles from a sample from it and then like clone it or something. That's the humane thing to do. So like cloning a muscle from a certain muscle from a cow and then growing the meat and then or something. It didn't look like filler. There's also a vegan hamburger or improved vegan hamburgers and vegan meat protein or vegan plant meat protein. And anyways, but so this Belgium super cow is like, it could be on anabolic steroids, but it just looked like it possibly could be. But it also said genetically altered, so they might have put a bit of anabolic in it. But yeah, these massive cows are something that you would see in there. It's almost like Star Wars was that Attack of the Clones, the second one, and like he was near Padme Anakin or Darth Vader or Anakin. Yeah, Anakin. And then and they're in this field, and then there's this like almost monstrous like looking like beasts, and there's a couple or a few of them, and one of them he was riding one of them, and then he got bucked off, and then it trampled him, but somehow he was like all right, supposedly. Of course that was CGI, but it wasn't as big as those. But I mean, for a cow, this was like the biggest a cow could be, and it was like, like I said, the super cow, and they could be imported, like Belgian chocolates, but yeah, I'm not sure if this super cow if it is anabolic, they got to publish that, and I'm not sure if it'd be good for people if we consume this super cow. It's someone said the people that find pleasure in compacting and slicing their necks and like not hell, but like you know, like to like no one wants your job, like you know, and like you shouldn't be proud of what you're doing, but not that type of job. But anyways, it's just it's still a living thing, and then you slaughter, you know. I'm not sure if they put also certain maybe GNC proteins or certain proteins, and then maybe that will help people gain more muscle. But I don't know. So I noticed that like this Italian yellow plum, and yeah, these one plums I said I'd help pick at my folks' place, and they have a lot of them on there, but they're not purple yet, but more than the first time, I think. But I have this like three hybrid plum tree, hopeful, and but they're yellow, and I had some, and then a bit later I felt some more muscles on like from an Italian plum. Yeah, and these one probiotic gummies, which I don't, it's not sure, I don't think, but it's actually the probiotics on top of the gummies, and so yeah, and that's how the food should be for dogs and cats, for the, you know, for animals and stuff. The smaller bag was more silky than the medium-sized bag. I'm like, I said that on, I mentioned that just Natural Balance on Twitter, you know. Anyways, yeah, Kamala Harris. Is that politics? 'Cause like, that's like maybe dark age politics, but this isn't really American politics. And then one time I said the United States, you know, like you know. I think I was vodka or something, and I was like, "Oh, I hate it or something." But yeah, but I mean, you know what? Like, you know, like probably I probably didn't sound like I didn't really mean it. Maybe I did, but I went into rehab for a while. But the next day, when my dad came over that morning, and he was like, and then like. He went to this police station and asked, you know, if he's seen this guy, and he had this dog, and he said there was this dog I got last night, and he was like, in his collar, and then they picked him up and stuff, or my sister, and but yeah, he was like in an apartment with me for 3 full-time years and 4 full-time years at a house, and then I said everybody should own a dog, but then once again, Oodle. Last time I was on Oodle. A lack of dongs, I think. A lack of dongs. And then also, I supposedly ordered a checkbook, and he was like, yeah, because my good guardian's conservatory, and they understood that. And they probably asked from which source, and he probably said from the Aurora Municipal or whatever he said. But yeah, but I still haven't got those checks, so you know. So. Hey man, if the government's not gonna, if we're not ever gonna say, oh well, we could, but I mean, not. Did I just say something? No, I meant to say, like, oh yeah, like we can never ever run out of money, but we've been publishing articles talking about like a negative GDP, but supposedly we're in positive GDP now. So why would we cut programs and stuff? Why would we do that if we're in positive? I never complained about. I just said I didn't believe it really, just like statistics. Like I said, in 2050 we'll have nine billion. It's almost 10 minutes. 9 billion people on Earth. With earthquakes, Category 5 storms. With earthquakes, with big earthquakes. If there's big earthquakes, with Category 5 hurricanes, with volcanoes, or you know, with or wars and poverty and famine, poverty, is that the same thing? And, you know, dehydration, starvation, exhaustion, mishaps. There's not going to be 9 billion in 2050. Oh, well, what if that is published in a Time magazine? And I was like, that magazine's still around? But, you know, or like, wow, some people maybe a couple people, I don't know, but or some other magazine or National Geographic. But yeah, they might say, oh yeah, it's 9 billion. But if I'm not around, that won't freaking matter, you know. But yeah, so like okay, like it's, I still on one of my Twitters, I say Dominic, it says Dominic Coleman politician, and it's just like, and so, so as a politician, or to say, like I went to this Capitol, and there's like another Capitol thing in, but I said I sort of wanted to go and like where the meetings are. But like one time when I checked one of the meeting room areas, and it said meeting not until January, or I'm not sure if they have one meeting a year, but that's like, that's nothing, man. But anyways, like, so if I was a politician, I'd say Donald Home politician on one of my Twitters, and I say, you know, if we have an unlimited amount of a digital GDP, then we need to stop. Then what was the point of Kamala Harris's tweet? Someone maybe messaged me, but I don't want to click it right now. Oh, did I mention something about the previous one getting a lot of silent treatment? Yeah. Also, one said, what the F did you say? And one said, what are you talking about? And one said, not interested. Another one said, not interested, thanks. I'm not sure what this one said, but I don't want to tap that. You'll go to the POF app. Maybe after this recording, but the Democrats have sold out. Just like in this video game, it was like, and like, it's a video game, and like, it was like this Russian guy, Osla, and was it Golukovich, or when did you sell yourself out? And or he said something about Mother Russia, and it was like, I left Mother Russia years ago, or something like that, and Russia, and it was like, and then something about Russia, like he didn't care about her, something like that, something he said. But yeah, and he was like, traitor, or I don't want to say what he said, but he said traitor, and then like, you know, that's what the Democrats are doing, like, you know, and sometimes, like, Democrats or demon rats or Democrat rats or something, and I'm like, of course people would say, I said in the past, democracy in a republic that has some democracy, you know, the Republicans won, yet, you know, I don't think we treated people like this under George H. Bush, or Ronald Reagan, or George H. Bush, or Nixon, you know, certain people, like in Chicago, where probably might be having problems with their jobs, or wherever, what state, and if you lose a job, you know, who knows, you know, but, you know, Republican thing is like, but then three Democrats are acting just as bad, you know, like this one thing says, get Maxine on lithium, and she needs to be in a straitjacket. But Kamala Harris is like, you're talking about separations, and then I said, you know, what would Gillibrand or what would Kamala Harris have to offer to America? And just like Trump, both parties are talking about the working class. 86,612 out of all the programs combined, you know, one comes from District Columbia, Virginia, or maybe, and also there are other HQs in Alabama also, but in Virginia, I think, And then, like, a couple local governmental programs and a couple of them, and then whatever other programs I just don't want to think about it right now because I don't really, I'm not really thinking right now. I'm not really remembering right now. But anyways, yeah, I mean, so there, I mean, there's some, you know, there are some people that are saying everybody has the right to have clean water and stuff. And it's like, what if, like, I don't know. I bet there's some people that in California that, you know, rather go Amish, you know, than. Oh yeah, besides, then if you didn't have bills, then like. If you didn't have bills, then, or if you didn't have technology, then you wouldn't be able to, you know, express yourself. An Amish Paradise, the song is this parody of this other song was kind of funny because, you know, they weren't that fond of technology, but he was using like some computer or some type of recorder, and it was on YouTube, and it's on YouTube, and you know, they're just, you know, they're like a lack of, you know, but yeah. So if they didn't have bills, but they, you know, still would have to pay for their apartment, you know. But what's the point of having an apartment or, you know, a place if you can't have any amenities, anything useful? You know, you could have a bed, but eventually, a week and a half, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. Some people are different, but like definitely at maybe 2 weeks or week and a half to 2 weeks. And then you start to get a bit sweaty, you know, or you get sweaty, you know. And if you didn't have amenities, then you couldn't do yard work because then you couldn't take a bath, and then you definitely would be, and then, you know, you couldn't do laundry, you couldn't, you know, if you, and you know, and your bed. But yeah, I had a few bad dreams when my bed was on the floor, and I had this one weird dream. It wasn't that bad of a dream. It was just a, like a kind of stupid dream. And of course the bed's on the floor near this TV. But yeah, I mean, that's like the first time I had a dream there, on where that bed that goes on the floor. It's behind the couch, this couch. But yeah, but actually, I only had bad dreams at this place and when it was on the floor at this place, but amen. Yeah, so but anyway. Yeah, so this one dream was like, yeah, that didn't make sense. There's these parodies but of like random stuff. But like so like the Third Reich was led by Adolf Hitler, and also the stuff over the years and or whenever, and the dudes in Argentina, but they didn't, they're, I don't think they're, they said they're not publishing his second book, and he's 129, possibly. He was 128. He's possibly 129, and he's in Argentina. They said they want to clone Jesus, and that got a lot of views. A lot of likes and some dislikes, but if they want to clone Jesus, then you know some people are probably wanting to clone Adolf Hitler or something. And then he was given the name Bruno Ganz, but he this one parody and he's like being informed that he was Bruno Ganz, but he keeps saying he was Hitler, so maybe that is his clone. But then they need a, you know, of course, no square mustache for the clone. But you know, give him a name and make him be the Fourth Reichsfuhrer. And they might have already won and don't part his hair to the side. But yeah, so and when's this Fourth Reich? Could it be under my time? I think the Third Reich had a or before or I actually I don't remember when, but something about New York or New Jersey. Was it twice? I don't remember. Hopefully New York. What am I saying? Hopefully not New Jersey, and hopefully not Pennsylvania, because that's where, or I forget where, but that's where my sister might go on occasion to visit her other side of the family. Yeah, she's due December 19th. Yeah, so they'd like to travel, but one time my sister was crying because, like, I hadn't done no traveling, and I hadn't lived in no other country. And she lived in a different country for 3 years. But yeah, it's like, I don't know. I should say, just let's the possibility if the occurrence if the thing arise, where you would sue where you would sue because, my mom one time was like, "What are you talking about suing?" I was like, "A couple times in my life I've been to court before, but anyways, and not for a." Not to be on the jury, but that actually to go to court. So a couple times, I don't remember when, but one was in Denver and one time was in Aurora. But anyways, misdemeanor, I would think. I would think to say. But so anyway, no, don't just. So anyways, so, but so yeah. I was thinking, we need something similar to this, but basically, like, if they cut programs, I don't think they have a right to, I really don't, and that, like, the, like, because it's an insult if they do, and, like, hopeful if they do, and then my dad, if they do that, if, and then my dad would still be around, and then we would sue and take him to court, and then my house would be paid off, and I would want two copies of my title, or, yeah, and then, actually, this one house behind my folks' house is not selling because of the price, and they even lowered it, and they still, it's not selling, but anyways, like, if they cut programs, and then, like, and then, if I have bills, but then if I, if it lasts 1 month or 2 months, and then I'm not sure about a third month, but like if it's like 3 or 4 months and I stop, maybe a second month, but if it's like 3 or 4 months and then that, and if I, and you know, and if it no longer gets on auto pay on no more or something, and then that's when we'd be suing the local government. Like if we have to, like CHAFA and Section 8, or CHAFA, do they work through Section 8? CHAFA and EBT, and still I have not heard from any of the politicians about the Trump or the, they shouldn't be called harvest boxes. There's a, not because of that, but anyways, yeah, so they haven't talked about the Trump boxes, like that was his suggestion. And no more EBT. And yeah, there's been a lot of divorces because a lot of black couples have gotten that, and it's causing divorces and stuff and less time away from their family. And they didn't want to, they must have had some good fathers, whatever the percentage, but they didn't want them to spend time with their children. And they said, and when that gets canceled, hallelujah for that because, they won't even let us see my own kids, their own kids and his own kids, and they should earn their thing, and they've gotten too lazy. Here's the thing, Luckily, I got leather glue, and I said to a couple of you, I want to keep my platform boots in the future, I think, and I want to keep them, and I put leather glue underneath it and the sides of it and the back of it and in front around in the front of it just in case, and a patch on one of them with leather glue, and yeah, so, but yeah, I mean, I'm not lazy. I mean, I do my own things when I do, I was doing some dancing, and I try to be careful. And that one time I played my keyboards out for my birthday, my 35th birthday. And then, but yeah, I'm not checking POF yet. My mom was like, something about, I was like, you didn't want to watch the Star Wars movie. And anytime you watch a movie or anytime I'm there, she supposedly, or sometimes with him, with my dad, and my mom would get tired, which she would get tired and then not want to watch the movie, and she found it boring, but I liked the seventh one, I think, and my sister liked the eighth one too, and there's supposed to be a ninth one. I said they changed the title of the movie of the ninth one, but yeah, the eighth one was really good, and that was good that that was like an illusion or whatever, and that he didn't die like that, but I think he died of old age. Or at least we think he did. But so, but yeah, but like Kylo Ren was showing so much hate, but why was he being so hateful when he helped Rey fight the Imperial Guards? And then why did he not become good then? And then say, and then maybe in the ninth one, the Mask of Darth Nihilus would be found, which is a Star Wars character. And he's been like in comic books and in The Sims, his costume and mask, his costume, and also in the Knights of the Old Republic PC game, which will, it said, Rian Johnson, J.J. Abrams, Rian Johnson did the eighth one, Rian Johnson is working on the Knights of the Old Republic trilogy. And I said, like, the whole time, so, but I was talking about England or Britain, and the British, and let's see here. And then Darth Plagueis, Sith and Jedis, Jedis and Sith, Darth Bane, Sith and Jedis, and the Old Knights of the Republic, Sith and Jedis, and maybe the bit of Mandalorian Wars, and then the Bounty Hunter tale, Bounty Hunter Wars books, the three of them. Tales of the Bounty Hunter, but they could do each Bounty Hunter in one movie. I could see maybe as branding off each character, but they like already have action figures of the characters. And, each one had its own chapter for each character, but I mean, they could just put it in one movie. But they have three books for not Tales, but they have three movies, so a trilogy of Bounty Hunter Wars. And Han Solo movie was pretty dang good. And yeah, so, and then they have the ninth one, but then they'll do the Old Republic, which is a prequel to the episode 1, 2, and 3. And like my mom was saying, and I said, yeah, the first one that you saw, but the fourth one, and the, fourth, fifth, and sixth, 1, 2, 3, what she saw, but there was actually episode 1, 2, and 3. I think she said about, I think we saw Revenge of the Sith together, me and my mom, and I think she's like, it was too violent. I was like, I agree, yeah. But not the eighth one. And the eighth one was, I said there was something and it was an illusion. So why didn't she not want to see that? I mean, the rest of the movie. And it had creatures in there and like interesting stuff in there. And Rey and not forcefully, not forceful, but the Force in Star Wars, and like I tossed her this all natural SpongeBob gummies and fruit snacks, and then from the table near the table to towards where she is, towards where she was, she was on this one couch, and so yeah, she caught it, and I was like, but the, how I tossed it, it was like sort of like the Force. Not really, but it's like, you know, for fun, kind of, sort of. It sort of was, kind of was like that. I'm not gonna check PLF just yet, but anyway. And maybe I could get like extremely lucky and be one of the ones that have one or two kids or something. And I would like my dad to be around. And if I do have a woman, if she did leave a couple times a week, or hopefully it wasn't more than that. Hopefully not. But, you know, hopefully she's staying mostly. And like, but yeah, like, if my dad wanted to spend the night over, if he wanted to. But he could always visit if he wants to, you know, most of the days, you know. But I do think, like, 9 billion, you don't know how much of a statistical figure that is in 2050, and I'd be 70, no, not 70, 67. I'll be in 2050, I'll be 67. And why would the world be a whole wide world, populate global, internationally? Why would we have a population of 9 billion around the world when I'm 67? Like, I think, like, I've seen other videos, like, OkCupid dates gone wrong, POF, Badoo, Tinder, and stuff. And then, like, this one thing on Facebook wasn't, and most things with people or with couple, or was it, did it say women or what? Or for the guys as well, maybe. Oh, just for sex, you know. That's all we, you know. Like this one said, "What do you like to do for fun?" I said, "Water world," and I forgot to mention board games and stuff. But anyways, like, this person's English started to be going really bad, and I was like, "This her English," and I was like. I thought she had a selfie on POF, but then she deleted her POF, or this person, and then she asked for my login. I'm like, wait a minute. I had to edit and delete and block this one person on Badoo. But hey, males, stop trying to take pictures of women, and even if they have one selfie on there, but stop trying to pretend to be people. That's thievery and theft. Yeah, also, and 86,612 in 5 months, actually. And then, yeah, y'all's gave that to me. You gave it to me. Not a thief. No thievery. None of that. Besides saying given, but what you were gave is a bit the same, or the same, I think. But to say, but yeah, so what I have been gave is like, well, I think I'm worth it, so hopeful to think that, so to say that, so in a sense, you know, as long as I'm trying to write, and I used to type, like doing a new book or something, or keep illustrating, or keep doing my smart pads, and occasionally doing Nintendo Switch, or as long as I keep trying to hang in there and trying to be me, you know, then I'm earning it. And I, you know, volunteer work at a ranch, and I've done everything there, but you know, I you know, and I ride horses also. I had to go to a dermatologist one time because of a cow, in Colorado, and is it Denver or Arapahoe? Arapahoe, Colorado, sort of near Denver, but Or basically, yeah. But yeah, and it came off. So it came off. Yeah, so anyways. But yeah, I like feeding the goats different things and cucumbers and corn husks and carrots and even the younger goats. I like petting them. Yeah, I can't handle goat meat. I can't handle lamb. I can't handle sheep. I can't handle lamb. No, excuse me. Yeah, I could have goat cheese. Milk or cheese. I don't think maybe gray. No. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I like petting the goats and I like feeding the goats. And a few times I've seen people inside with the younger goats. And one time I was sitting with five kid goats, and one of them died. And then this other mother had it with this one goat, and one of them died. And then one of them, and then, I tossed this one thing. And this time, it was like almost fine, but yeah, I didn't do that. But not a second time, no. But the first time, I wasn't thinking, not at all. But yeah, me a person, and it came off. And it came off. But yeah, I tossed the food to the cows. I was just checking the. Oh yeah, it's also on here too. Oh, 8:47. I toss the food to the cows. I've groomed them and I brush them, groom them, and I feed them. And I had to give some medicine. I had to not make some medicine, but I had to tap some medicine. Some of them. 3 days worth. Basically. Yes, and 3 days worth. And she said she had 2 days, so then 5 days. Yeah, Kanga had to have stitches from a ball. First of all, I think it's Minotti speaking, you know. And, well, she is part Baptist, and like I said, they don't teach mercy as much in their Christian religion or branch or sect branch. But that's like, you know, also I think non-Catholic parents are less loving in terms of the Christian branches. She grew up Baptist, but what if she was in the Minority? Rick Santorum, he might be in the Minority. He took a picture with Maria Butina, but he's supposed to be Catholic and have a family of eight. You know what happened to Kennedy? We would have to protect or we would have to defend Santorum because, you know, what happened to Kennedy was a tragedy that should never happen. Supposedly it was a Russian, supposedly it was CIA, but what? He was president, but he was in America, but we sent our ships near Cuba, and we told them to turn back. Or in their Havana, and we told them to turn back. And if they would have attacked any ships that we would, if one fire and then at us, at our boats, or crafts, that we would have annihilated Russia's some crafts. So Russia turned back. They left. They didn't do nothing. So why did a Russian, and supposedly LBJ and his wife or somebody said something about LBJ and the vice president who became president. I know there's grades and different higher forms of greed, and of course there's acronyms or letterings for that, and there's also attitudes, and I just don't see how the Catholics could be hated, because like stuff on YouTube, I think it's just a bunch of lies. Also, this one dude on Twitter said Chris Jericho, and also talks about KISS. Jeff Jericho does, or some other dude does, or they both do. But I said to the dude, I said, KISS have stinked for 14 full-time years. And I think KISS stinks, man. And, yeah, I had some more water. Yeah, man, so. Oh, a few days ago, was it? I don't remember. Maybe a week ago. 4 or 5 days ago, maybe. And I said, Chris Jericho, Chris Irvine, Jericho, surprisingly. A different Twitter. and he was like, or not he was like, and also, and Gail Kim's Twitter, Gail Irvin, and TNA Dixie and Impact Wrestling, and I said, sign Gail Kim again, or sign Gail Kim. I think she was the first TNA Women's Champion, Knockouts Champion, and then, yeah, Knockouts Champion, and Chris Jericho could win, and as long as they keep the storylines clean, but yeah, I mean they should be together, and they could be in TNA. And Chris Jericho says he's open to TNA, and maybe because Gail Kim, you know, likes TNA. Yeah, so yeah, sign them both, yeah. And also, Mickey James is a 3-time TNA World Champion, and Tara Lisa Marie Vera, Victoria Lisa Marie was 2 or 3-time Knockout Champion, Women's Champion. I don't know why Trish and Lita, even though they're going to be in Evolution, and maybe after that, even if it, I hope it's good, I hope it's great, but even after that, like maybe Trish and Lita, or Trish and Amy and Trish could try TNA, and they could have new characters. I don't know. Owen Hart was inducted into the Luthes George Tragos Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, and I tweeted a few people, and also saved and I shared the image. And his brothers were there, and there was this picture of Owen, his 2 Slammy Awards and Intercontinental. He technically won the world belt twice, or once, and Grand Slam champion, and the belts, and. And I said to Vince McMahon, and I said, and a WWE Hall of Fame 2019, 20 years later. But yeah, 2018, 19 years later, and Owen Hart in a Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. I think it was on the 26th, or, yeah, 2 days ago. Couple days ago. And yeah, Owen Hart's in the Hall of Fame. Now, is this Hall of Fame is Frank Gotch and who else? Jake Roberts and Frank Gotch, Luthes, Kowalski? No way. Luthes, Lou Reed? No, Luthes. Vern Gagne? Bruno Sammartino, maybe. And he's also in WWE Hall of Fame. Yeah, but yeah, Owen Hart should be in WWE Hall of Fame next year. Because, and his family accepted the award, and, you know, it wasn't WWE, but actually, how would she be against the Hall of Fame? Because if she would get some money from that, I would think, because there's an Owen Hart Heart of Gold DVD set, and so, like, she first made money off 20 years ago. I mean, yeah, no, 19 years ago, and she made money, a lot of money, from something, from a suit, from a settlement, and then 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, they had the Owen Hart DVD, whenever that came out, Heart of Gold set, and she made money off of that, and the Hall of Fame too, so, which hopefully next year. So, yeah, but Owen Hart's in a Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame this year. Owen, Owen, Owen Hart, Owen Hart, Owen Hart. There's Kevin James and Natalia Hart, or Natalia Neidhart, or Natty Neidhart. Neidhart. I was questioning, was she a clone? Or was she really the granddaughter of Jim the Anvil Neidhart? I said, was she a clone of Owen? And was Kevin Owens, is he a clone of Owen? My mom was like, something about we don't need to clone humans. It's something about they wanted to clone Polk and some other president. Like, two presidents. Maybe more, I don't know. Yeah, but so. And hopefully my dad's still around, but I mean. And I, you know, and maybe I would remind him if we did have a woman president elected. I'd say, remember, if anything happened, don't get upset. We would just maybe sue or something if we had to. But yeah, but it's like, oh yeah, so no.